Hello and welcome. It's Saturday, December 16th, and we begin today with the popular hymn titled Ode to Joy, or Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. This popular hymn is associated with Ludwig van Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, yet the lyrics are based on a poem written by German playwright Friedrich Schiller. Born in Germany on this day in December 1770, Beethoven was baptized Catholic. Even though he didn't practice his religion, he wrote two masses and received the last sacraments prior to his death in 1827. During World War I, German prisoner of war camps were established in Japan. On June 1, 1918, the German prisoners surprised their captors by staging the first performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony on Japanese soil. Many German prisoners developed strong friendships and ties to the community. After the Germans were repatriated and left Japan to return to Europe, the Japanese people began playing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in their memory. The tradition of singing Ode to Joy during December, and especially on New Year's Eve, soon spread throughout Japan. Now we turn to today's gospel. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is from age to age to those who fear Him. He has shown might with His arm, dispersed the arrogant of mind and heart. He has thrown down the rulers from their thrones, but lifted up the lowly. The hungry He has filled with good things, the rich He has sent away empty. He has helped Israel His servant, remembering His mercy, according to His promise to our fathers, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned to her home. Luke chapter 1, verses 49 to 56. The Greek word used here for blessed means inner happiness. Being happy has a lot to do with being peaceful. Being able to say yes to the life I have and not the life I wish I had. Mary is happy because she said yes to God and trusted that this was the path to peace. There are some things in my life that I can change for the better, and that's fine. But much of life is learning how to say yes to the things I can't change. Life will not always do my bidding. It just won't. I need to accept it with a yes that is more than reluctant resignation. How do I do that? I start by recognizing that the Spirit of God is at my side, on my side. And then I say yes as Mary did, trusting that God will see me through all of it. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.